Okay, please be quiet. Please be quiet and please go.
We must overcome Babel.
Yeah. Amen.
The unfortunate thing is, saints, is that I love my culture too much. Yeah. And I need to see Christ as the reality more, and I would despise my culture. Amen. And I would seek him more.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that Amen. In my human spirit is the cross.
Amen.
And the cross can cross out my human culture Amen. So that I can choose Christ in the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Christ terminated every negative thing in the universe. There cannot be you in the new man.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord that he's accomplished this, and that living that reality, we can transfer out of the old man into the new man, where you just find you have love for the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And there is no difference in culture, in background. That's all been terminated. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The new man, as the poem, the masterpiece of God, was created through Christ's death and in his resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. So we are the church. We're his masterpiece. We have the divine element in us. We're a poem expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design.
Amen.
The church is a wise, is God's wise exhibition of all that Christ is.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for God's masterpiece.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Lord's wisdom.
Amen.
The one new man is the multifarious wisdom of God.
Amen.
I'm so glad that we can enter into this one new man. We don't have to rely on ourselves. We don't have to figure anything out. The Lord has already terminated and created. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
As the body of Christ, the church needs Christ as its life. As the one new man, the church needs Christ as its person.
Right.
Christ in all of us, one person. Therefore, we all have only one person.
Amen.
Christ died for me, and there's a new birth coming out, and that's a new resurrection.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm a new, reborn, recovered person.
Amen.
I enjoy point four. For and in the one new man, we need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. I just appreciate that the goal is peace.
Amen.
You know, we must see that all of us are experiencing this battle within us, this quarrel within us, and we must be able to get to the point where we allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate.
Amen.
We allow him to preside over this quarrel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. It is of God that we participate in such a complete and perfect salvation,
right? Yes.
Which makes our entire being, spirit, soul, and body,
Amen.
Organically one with Christ,
Amen.
To make Christ everything to us, and to make us the wise exhibition of all that Christ is.
Amen.
Okay, your time is up. Sorry. Amen. When you hear the beep, 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 that means it's up. It's done. Okay. Group number 12. Step up. Group Amen. 12.
Amen. Amen.
Come to the mic. Come over. Okay, go.
So the central vision that we are talking about is the central vision of the Bible. And it's a particular inward seeing which directs our human living.
Right.
And Paul saw this vision. And this vision has three main aspects: vessel, me, and Jesus. So vessel is related to God as our content.
Amen.
Jesus is related to Christ as a mystery of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then me refers to the church as a mystery of Christ.
Amen.
And this vision must become our vision.
Amen.
Christ should be our only source. We should not allow anything of our background, culture, or nationality to be our source. In building the one new man, we can't have any of this be our background and our source. I was just touched, even when it comes to services such as this equipment, this audio equipment, we can't rely on what we know in the past, but we really need to be letting the peace of Christ arbitrate in our hearts.
Amen.
He needs to be our source. He needs to be the thing that builds the one new man.
Amen.
We must have a heavenly controlling vision of God's plan.
Amen.
And after we see God's plan, he will empty us of our culture, our perception, and convert everything to him, himself.
Amen.
And then after this process happens, amen, we will become his vanquished captives, celebrating
amen.
the overcoming victory over Satan.
Amen.
Since we need to see God's intention was in creating man was for man to express him and represent him.
Right.
But we see that the man failed. But God's purpose for man remained the same. So the Lord went to the cross and he terminated sin, the world, Satan, and he created a one new man in himself.
Amen.
So we need to see this vision. And when we see this vision will control and direct our daily living.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I'm going to share from message to the real building is the growth of life.
Right.
The real building is the transformation of life.
Amen.
And the real building is the oneness of the body, of the body, the oneness in the triune God.
Amen.
You know, something that I was really attached to when I came to the church life is that Christ actually lives in me.
Amen.
I was going to all those churches, but I always knew there was something missing to all those missing.
Uh-huh.
But then the Lord opened my eyes when I moved here to the state that actually this Christ that I've been preaching actually lives in me.
Amen.
This is something amazing that Christ is in us, and he's the one transforming us. Creating the oneness between us.
Amen.
The more we take him in, the more we spend time with him, the more we can be one.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Come up in groups 2 and 5. Come down. Amen. Group 2 over here. Group 5 over here.
Amen. Amen.
Group 2 over here.
Both ways.
Let's go. Come. Group 5 over here. Group 2 over here. Group 2 over here.
Sorry, I
gotta
be here.
5 there. Okay, group 10, go.
This is my favorite quote from this meeting. I mean, Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
We need to die and Christ has to live.
Amen.
This takes us back to what we learned in the morning. For God to walk in us, and to mingle in us, I mean, the old man has to die,
right,
and the new man has to live. And
right.
The thing is, this new Christ transcends boundaries, transcends religious identification, social identification.
Yeah.
There ain't no Jews, there ain't no Gentiles.
Right.
We are all in one Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Since, you know, we all need to see that we was called to enjoy the masterpiece of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Since the only thing that can satisfy us is Christ.
Amen.
Oh, since all we need Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, a part I really enjoy to be that is, brother said that the church, as the new man, is the new creation, based on God's image for God's expression.
Amen.
But the part I really enjoyed that, he said, what was divided and scattered in the old man is recovered in the new man.
Amen.
Amen. Dear saints, in the new man, we need to allow Christ to arbitrate in our hearts.
Amen.
The peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. So there is often 3 parties in our daily living that always comes out spontaneously. The positive party, the negative party, and the neutral party.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to allow the Lord to really arbitrate in our heart to dispute all these situations.
Amen.
So that he can have what he is after in each one of us.
Amen.
So it will be no opinion, no self, but Christ.
Amen.
It will be all in all.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. In this message, the brother said we would see the heart of God.
Amen.
Oh, I was so impressed that multiply and fill the earth wasn't necessarily kids. He wanted us to fill the earth with his expression.
Amen.
Oh, so, and then I also was so touched. I've been praying from a morning revival. I told my group years ago, always the Lord be my protection, provision, and pleasure. I have to go back and study Genesis 4 because that was part of what was lost. So that I just was so touched that our protection, provision, and pleasure needs to be recovered. The other thing was that all of the things we see in the world is a result of the scattering. And Satan always bothers us to make us think that it's us. But I'm so impressed and touched and happy to see how he wrecked and damaged and destroyed from the beginning. So that we can really, really, like they said, make a decision to choose the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, even to know what we need to let go of, what we need to be emptied out from. I enjoyed that. I have to go. Let the peace of God arbitrate every day.
Amen. Hallelujah, saints. Oh, Lord Jesus. So I enjoyed the
Okay. You can do the last one. The rest of them, sorry.
Lord Jesus. The reality of the one of the body of Christ expresses the one who man is on God's heart.
Amen.
And I appreciate that. In order for the Lord to gain the reality of the one new man, we need to go.
Amen.
The only way we can go is to experience the process that Christ has already been
through.
That's right.
Amen. The death and resurrection of Christ is in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
In order for us to practice this, we need to die daily.
Amen.
We need to live as Christ.
Amen.
The Lord gain what he's after in each and every one of us for the fulfillment of his eternal plan.
Amen.
For the expression of the one new man, so he can come again.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. You know, I really enjoyed that each message, kind of seeing more, and I feel like this vision is becoming clearer and clearer. And today I was just touched to see that we were divided and we were scattered.
Right.
But the Lord has recovered us in this matter of the one new man.
Right.
And as our brother was speaking, the thing was this, amen, I want to see the one new man.
Amen.
But the Lord used even this message to expose me. There was a brother who spoke about his nationality, and he said he was Haitian, and I was like, amen. Right away, the Lord touched me. Saints,
you know he's Haitian.
Christ should be our only source.
Amen.
We should not allow anything of our background, culture, or nationality to be our source.
Amen.
Haitian. I thought he was an Haitian.
I was really impressed and had a fresh reminder of I can stand on the divine fact that the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I don't have to drum up any more love. It's already been poured out there.
Amen.
So I need to put into practice every day and say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Worldly people regard cultural differences as a source of prestige.
Right.
But in Christ, we have lost this prestige.
Amen.
Now our only prestige is Christ and the genuine oneness.
Saints, all of us need to have a turn in this regard.
Amen.
Christ is our only source.
Right.
Amen.
Christ has already created the one new man.
Amen.
So all we need to do is put on the one new man.
Amen. Put on the one.
Because really the source of that is the fall.
Yeah.
So it says here, if we are willing to let go of our cultural pride, it will be possible for the Lord to have the proper church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's Michelle for all of us to see this vision.
Amen.
This vision is what is on the Lord's heart.
Amen.
He desires that all of us will become as he is.
Amen.
When you see this vision, you are finished.
Amen.
There's no Africa.
Amen.
No African America.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
You are nothing and I'm nothing.
Amen.
Christ is all. Never the same.
Amen.
He saw that this vision, actually that he saw God reveal himself to him.
Amen.
He saw the corporate me.
Amen.
Christ and the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We have died in Christ through his death, but now he lives in us through his resurrection.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. We have to look at each brother and sister as if we're talking to Christ himself, because it is Christ himself in that book. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sorry, that's it. Okay, group number 5 come up, and groups number 9 over here and 8 over here.
Eight.
Group number 5 up.
Eight.
Nine.
Go, brother.
Go.
Group 8. No matter what kind of person we may be, as far as the one new man is concerned, we are all nobodies.
Amen.
When I look at this hall, I see that God put together different people from different backgrounds and cultures and concepts to deal with the old man.
Amen.
Thank God we are new in one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
On the cross, Christ created the new man.
Amen.
Made himself by abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments in ordinances.
Amen.
The middle wall of partition. Amen.
Yes.
On the cross, Christ abolished all regulations.
Praise the Lord.
In concerning all regulation. Sorry, praise the Lord. regarding living and worship.
Yeah.
Regulation that have divided the nations.
Mm.
From the time of Babel, mankind have been divided by ordinances concerning the ways of living and worship. In God's economy and in the church life, we must overcome Babel.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Christ should be our only source.
Amen.
We should not allow anything of our background, culture, or nationality to be our source.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We don't even count as our background or culture or race as a prestige. Yes. To the wealthy people, they count this as a differences, cultural differences as a source of prestige.
Mm.
But in Christ, we have lost this prestige.
Amen.
So now, our only prestige is Christ and the genuine oneness. Yes, we are willing
Amen.
To send this up, to let our cultural background and pride go
Amen.
For the one you have.
This is we must overcome Babel. This requires exercise of our mingled spirit.
Amen.
So that we can take Christ as our unique source,
Amen.
So that the Lord can have a way
right.
to be expressed.
Right. Amen.
So the one new man can have a way to be seen once more.
Amen.
And the new man, I have no place.
Amen.
Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
I am crucified with Christ.
Right.
Amen.
And it's no longer I who live.
Amen.
But it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
If this is crucified, if I am crucified,
Amen.
Why don't I always, or why I always have the last word?
Come on,
quickly.
Amen.
Okay, go. Try your best to remember you have seven other members.
Amen. So often, I even subconsciously take my culture as my source without realizing it.
Right.
What am I doing there? I'm actually reviving the old man that's already been terminated.
Oh,
and I'm rebuilding
man.
The middle wall that Christ has already torn down.
Right. Right.
Praise the Lord, Amen. Christ has already built the one new man.
Amen.
We must overcome Babel.
Right.
Live out the one new man.
Amen.
This is not an impossibility, but this is the wisdom and design of God.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Christ has abolished in his flesh all the negative things on the cross.
Amen.
He has created in himself the one new man.
Amen.
We are really his masterpiece.
Amen.
May the Lord grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
That we would see the one new man.
Amen.
And we would live out the one new man.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the masterpiece of God.
Amen.
He said the masterpiece of God was created through Christ's death and in his resurrection.
Amen.
Much more, on the cross, Christ abolished all the regulations regarding living and worship.
Amen.
Regulations that have divided the nations.
Right.
From the time of Babel, mankind has been divided by ordinances concerning the ways of living and worship. In God's economy and in the church life, we must overcome Babel.
Amen.
We each have a portion of Christ, and each one of our portions is important because your experience with Christ, though Christ is all and in all, your experience with Christ is different than mine.
Right.
But I have need of your portion.
Right.
I have need of your expression of
right.
Christ.
Amen.
So it is important
yes.
that each of us share our portion
yes.
so that others can be blessed.
Amen.
Saints in Revelation overcame. name Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their
testimony.
Amen.
We must speak forth our testimony
Amen.
So that others can receive our portion of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we need some faithful ones in the church
Amen.
Who will say that, Lord, here I am. Show me the central vision.
Amen.
As we have the leading brothers who is taking more burden to give the message to us, who received the revelation. And the brother Dennis, he is really taking the burden that he is suffering. So we really need to have that intimate time with the Lord.
Amen.
So we will gain him more.
Amen.
And Jehovah the Maker is our husband.
Amen.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
Amen.
But it's only me and he, Lord.
Amen.
Oh yes, Lord, we are building together.
Amen.
So we can be torn and knitted.
Amen.
The Christ who dwells in us is the constituent of the one new man.
Amen.
Saints, inner spirit is this overcoming Christ
Amen.
Who overcame all the negative things.
Amen.
He destroyed Satan, sin, the devil, and all the things of the old man.
Amen.
And he created this one new man.
Amen.
And this one new man is in our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. And group number one. Group number one, come down over here. Go ahead, group A. While group one is coming.
Saints, if we allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts, this peace will settle all the disputes among us.
Amen.
We shall have peace with God vertically and with the saints horizontally.
Amen.
Amen.
What was divided and scattered in the old man is recovered in the new man.
Amen.
And this new man will accomplish God's purpose for God.
Amen.
Saints, we must overcome Babel.
Amen.
Christ has already created the one new man.
Right.
Amen.
And for this, it is very simple. First, he took care of our past. He became our justification,
Amen.
Our righteousness. And presently, he is transforming us.
Amen.
And thirdly, he will redeem us.
Amen.
So saints, let us live Christ.
Amen.
The one new man.
Amen.
Amen. The one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the one new man.
Amen.
We need to pray in order to know the significance of what we have seen and what we have heard.
Yeah.
What we have heard is that we are the one new man.
Amen.
Christ is after the one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we need to have this heavenly vision. We need to see this vision every day.
Amen.
And this vision needs to be wrought into our being
Amen.
So that we can live out the one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the heavenly vision. We need to have this vision wrought into our being.
Amen.
May this vision control every aspect of our life and living.
Amen.
And the way that this can be practically experienced is by taking Christ as our person.
Amen.
So Christ is a person of the one new man.
Amen.
So let's take Christ and live Christ for the one new man.
Amen.
Amen, saints. May we see this heavenly vision and live according to what we see. This vision must direct us. It will keep us in the central line, walking according to the mingled spirit and being in the body life. This is what the Lord is after.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
Not even language can separate us or divide us. Christ is only the new man.
Amen.
Even if we speak different language, it's only one language in the church.
That's right.
That is Christ alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everyone.
Everybody? Okay. Everyone. Okay. Come. Group one.
They timed themselves out good.
So saints, we have in our church life, we're doing a lot of eating and drinking, but how much digestion do we have?
Mm.
You know, so our brother, he pointed out that many of us, we don't have a thoroughfare in our being, but we have spiritual indigestion.
Wow.
And spiritual indigestion means that something in our mind, emotion, and will is not allowing the flow in our spirit to flow into our psychological parts.
Wow.
So we need to pray to the Lord that these blockages would be removed.
Right.
These are the thoughts in our mind, our concepts, our preferences, and our natural inclinations. Amen. And for the Lord to overcome this, what we need is a thorough confession. Amen. Through that thorough confession, the Lord can remove all of these blockages, and the life that is in our spirit can flow into our inward parts.
Amen.
And when we confess, there comes more light, and that light brings in a deeper confession.
Amen.
So every day and every morning, we should ask for a daily heart exam.
Amen.
I enjoy that as the body of Christ, the church needs Christ as its light.
Amen.
As the one new man, the church needs Christ as its person.
Amen.
Where Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
To do this, we need to have the vision.
Amen.
That we would be crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Nothing of us is left.
Amen.
But to do this, we need to count all things lost on account of the excellency
Amen.
Of the knowledge of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I appreciated message one. It was shared that in order for God to build a church, that is to be mingled, God is to be mingled with his chosen people.
Yeah.
But tonight it was shared that God wants to fill the earth with himself.
Yeah.
So I was appreciating
right.
that the mingling
right.
is for the filling.
Amen.
But I was also realizing how subtle the enemy could be to stop God from mingling himself into his chosen people. And one of those subtle ways is by culture.
Yeah.
And it's not something
yes.
that we would easily
yeah.
pinpoint as something that's from the enemy, but I'm just so happy that we're here tonight because the Lord has already done away with all these things on the cross.
Amen.
And because we're here
Amen.
Tonight, we're helping the Lord in developing the one new man.
Amen.
Amen. As we're being constituted with the Lord, and as all the negative elements that have been dealt with on the cross are being pushed out of our being,
yes.
the Lord is replacing that with himself.
Amen.
And Christ is gaining an expression.
Amen.
And Christ has a certain expression in this vessel.
Hallelujah.
And Christ has a certain unique expression in every vessel.
Amen.
So as the people of the world that are looking for the thing they're missing meet more Christians,
Amen.
They are seeing the one Christ.
Amen.
Christ is one person in all the members.
Amen.
This is the one new man.
Amen.
Okay, this will be the last one. Hallelujah. You have the last word.
Amen.
Amen, saints, we are chosen vessels.
Amen.
A vessel has two functions, to be filled and to outflow into others.
Amen.
We need to obtain, contain, gain, and explain.
Amen.
In our living words and expression.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's open your outline to number 3, Roman number 5, B, 4, small c. Let's all read it together. Roman number 5, B, number 4,
small
c. Let's all read that together.
Although we are many and come from many places, we are all one mouth and we all speak the same thing. This is because we are all the one new man, having only one person.